Soviet Union. And since then, we became very much involved and attached to this temple as to come here. At least once a year, spent some time, spent quite a lot of time in some countries. I have many wonderful friends here, and I can see one of my own wonderful friends standing here behind the pillar. Bhugna Prabhu Ki. Actually, when I joined in Mayapur, Bhugna Prabhu was there, and we developed a very deep friendship since those days. Nice to see you, Hare Krishna. So another reason why I had a very special relationship with this temple is because the deities here are Kirtya Gopinath. And that's the name Srila Prabhupada gave me before he gave me his name.
Hi, Hari Bol.
My Brahmachari name was Kirtya Gopinath Das. And that life lasted only for 3 months. Because after that, Srila Prabhupada gave me sannyas. But still, I felt deep bonds and attachment to the greatest feet of Srila Prabhupada, Kirtya. Also, I had many friends here those days. It's unfortunate that many of them are not here today. They missed coming. I'm sure they are in ISKCON. Everyone here, once one joins ISKCON, is destined to be with ISKCON. It's only for the time being their involvement becomes a little slackened. Because spiritual life is eternal, we can't give it up. We can only forget about it or become aloof from it for the time being. But then a time comes when Krishna calls us back. Krishna allows us to drift away for some time when he thinks that that is necessary for our spiritual advancement, to become stronger in our spiritual life. But it is better to continue without deviation. Once a devotee told me, and I was just a new devotee, I was very new in the movement at that time, and we were discussing about what actually happened before deviation from Krishna consciousness. And he mentioned that when he comes back, he'll begin from where he ended in his previous involvement. But there is no way of knowing when one will come back again. There is no guarantee that we'll come back in this life. And if we don't come back in this life, then there is no way of knowing when we may come back. We cannot guarantee what kind of life we get. We cannot guarantee whether we come across a devotee who will lead us onto the spiritual path once again. And what to speak of having this wonderful opportunity to become involved in an institution like this one. Such a wonderful creation, actually. In ISKCON, we not only get a chance to study the scriptures and get to know about the spiritual life, we also get all the necessary facilities to make spiritual advancement. And then ISKCON provides us with the security of maintaining our spiritual. It protects us from all kinds of deviations. The association of devotees is so important. Actually, the secret of spiritual success is in the association of devotees. We remain in good association, our spiritual life will be successful. If we drift away from association of devotees, it's unpredictable what may happen to us. A little deviation can devastate our spiritual life. So, then now that we got this opportunity to come in contact with Krishna under the able guidance of Srila Prabhupada and his wonderful arrangement in the form of his ISKCON, let's try to take full advantage of this wonderful opportunity. The wonderful gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us, let's try to take full advantage of it. Because human life is so short. That's what Prahlad Maharaj pointed out to his friends. Kumaram Acharyastasya Dharman Bhagavatamya. This Bhagavat Dharma, which actually means spiritual life in the path of pure devotional service. Lower the pin, volume a little bit. Still coming. So this path of pure devotional service is extremely rare. Therefore, when one gets this opportunity, one must take care of it. And if you get the opportunity to begin it from the early stage of your life, that's even better. Komarani Archive. This Dharman Bhagavatam. This path of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Absolute Truth has three aspects. Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. Brahma Jyoti is the bodily effulgence of the world, which is the cause of material creation. Everything is a manifestation or transformation of Brahma. But that Brahma is the supreme, is the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jagat Advaitam Brahma Pramishini. Tadaparshya Tanubha, that is his Tanubha, the effulgence of his body. The effulgence of the body of the Supreme Personality. And the Paramatma feature of the Lord, in that form, the Lord is present in everyone's heart. So one aspect of the absolute truth or the supreme spiritual understanding is recognizing Him as Brahma Jyoti, then Paramatma or Super Soul, in which form He is present in everyone's heart, and then Bhagavan. Shari Shari Chapurna Bhagavan, who is endowed with six opulences, absolute strength, beauty, opulence, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. So of these three, the highest understanding or highest perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Bhagavan features. Through Brahma Gyan, one understands Him as the cause of all causes. As the Super Soul, one recognizes Him as the weakness in the heart of every living entity. But as Bhagavan, one gets to recognize Him as the Supreme Personality, who is the Supreme Creator, the Supreme Maintainer, and the dearmost friend of every entity. With Him, we can develop a relationship. We can love Him. We can develop an intimate, loving relationship like that of a friend, that of a father or mother, or that of a lover. So that relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate achievement, ultimate spiritual achievement. And that is what is Bhagavatam. Dharman Bhagavatam. So when one gets that opportunity, he must take advantage of that opportunity. He should not waste any time. And that instruction is coming from Prahlad Maharaj when he was only 5-year-old boy himself. And then he is reasoning that because this Bhagavad Dharma can be practiced only in the human form of life, in no other species, in no other form of life, one cannot develop this loving, devotional relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of subhuman species, even in superhuman species, that is not possible. For example, if one becomes a demigod in the heavenly planet, even there he cannot develop this relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One may be elevated to the topmost region of this universe, Brahma, Saptaloka, where Brahma resides. Even in that situation, we cannot develop this prema bhakti, a loving devotion to the Supreme Personality. Now, what to speak of the topmost region of his material universe, even in the spiritual sky, even in Vaikuntha, one cannot develop this relationship with the Supreme Personality. Vaikuntha also has different regions. the upper region of Vaikuntha is Ayodhya. Even higher than Ayodhya is Dwarka. And even in Dwarka, one cannot develop this relationship with the Supreme Personality. This point has been very elaborately explained in Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Srila Sanatana Goswami. In the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami is describing a living entity's journey back to the spiritual sky. A boy called Gop Kumar, his journey back to the topmost region of the spiritual sky. It's been described how Gop Kumar went up to Brahma Loka, Satya Loka. There he got the position of Lord Brahma. And then he went beyond the material nature. He went beyond Brahma Jyoti. He came to Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, he was associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then gradually he got elevated to Dwarka. And in Dwarka, he was associated with Krishna himself. The queens of Dwarka were treating him just like their own son. With all their love and affection, they were treating Gop Kumar. But still, Gop Kumar's heart was not content. His heart was not satisfied. So one day Narad Muni came to Dwarka and he saw Gop Kumar and he could detect that Gop Kumar's heart was not fully satisfied. So he asked him, Gop Kumar, you are in Dwarka. You are associated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the queens are bestowing their loving affection to you so much, like their own, as if you are their own child. And still you are not content, still you are not satisfied. What's the matter with you? Gop Kumar replied, yes, I don't know. What's the matter with me? I know the inconceivable good fortune that I have received. But still my heart is not content because my heart is yearning for one boy who wears a peacock feather on his head, who plays flute, who tends cows in the forest. And then Narad Muni told him, he hushed him up. He said, quiet, I'll tell you. So he took him to a quiet place, in a solitary place. And there he started to advise him that I can see that your attachment is to Krishna and Vrindavan. That's why even though you are in Dwarka, your heart is not fully satisfied. So, if you want to go to Vrindavan, then you have to go back to the birth planet. And there, in Vrindavan, you have to perform sankirtan. Sankirtan means calling out to the Lord with all the love of your heart. And then you will become eligible to enter into Vrindavan. So Gop Kumar did that. He came back to the earth planet and in Vrindavan he started to call out to the Lord with all the love of your heart. He Govinda, He Govinda. And then one day he saw Krishna on the bank of Jamuna. And he immediately ran to catch him. And he almost caught the end of his cloth, but still it slipped out of his hand and Krishna disappeared behind a bush. And Gop Kumar, in intense agony of getting some most precious wealth and losing it, he fainted and his body rolled down to Jamuna. And then when he regained his consciousness, in half consciousness he found that he was traveling in a kind of a spaceship with tremendous speed. And then he arrived and he found himself in Vrindavan. So this is how in Brihad Bhagavatamrita the journey of a devotee back to Vrindavan has been described. And it has been very emphatically pointed out that one cannot enter into Vrindavan from Vaikuntha or Ayodhya or Dwarka. Why? Because Vrindavan allows a very special kind of relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That relationship is a relationship in friendship, parental, and conjugal. These three relationships are not available with the Supreme Personality of Godhead anywhere else. Not in Vaikuntha, not in Ayodhya, not in Dwarka. They are available only in Vrindavan. That's where Vrindavan is so special. In Vaikuntha, the relationship with Krishna, with Narayana, are predominantly based on neutrality and servitorship. This neutrality and servitorship. There, Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone is his servant. In Ayodhya, we find the trace of friendship. Hanuman, at the height of his relationship with the Lord, Ramchandra is asking, Hanuman, tell me what you want. Just ask for anything from me. And Hanuman says, my Lord, if you would please give me your address. And Lord Ramchandra addresses him. So their servitorship is somewhat coming to the point of friendship. But that friendship is not sthayi, not lasting. Sthayi bhava is that relationship is not lasting. It's just a momentary thing that the Lord allowed Hanuman. But the predominant relationship is servitorship. Then we find that there are some friends of Krishna in Dwarka, like Uddhava. Uddhava is a friend of the Lord. And he used to feel some sort of pride in this relationship that he had with Krishna. His cousin, his friend, his minister, his advisor. But Krishna gave him an opportunity to recognize that the friendship that he was so proud of with Krishna is completely insignificant compared to the relationship the residents of Vrindavan had with him. That's why Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan as his message. When Uddhava gives residents of Vrindavan, they are too heartbroken due to my separation. You go and give them some advice and specify them. Uddhava very proudly thought that, yes, I'll do that, but Krishna, don't worry, I will give them the right understanding and pacify them. Uddhava is a very exalted person. He was a student of Brihaspati. He is very intimate associate of Krishna. He was Krishna's advisor, so to say. Krishna's minister. And he was so attached to Krishna that he would arrive at Krishna's place, Krishna's palace, before Krishna woke up. He would stay with Krishna throughout the day. And at night, after Krishna fell asleep, then only he would go home. His feature was exactly like Krishna. He looked exactly like Krishna. He had sarupya. And he used to wear the dresses. He used to simply take everything that was remnants of Krishna. Unless it was Krishna's remnants, he would not accept it. He would not eat anything unless it's Krishna's remnants. He would not wear anything unless it's Krishna's remnants. Therefore, he used to dress also like Krishna. So when he arrived in Vrindavan, the gopis thought that Krishna had arrived. And they became so excited, oh, Krishna has come back to Vrindavan. But then when they came close and saw, they were completely disappointed. Their heart literally broke. With so much expectation, after such a long separation, their heart was ecstatic with the prospect of meeting Krishna again. And now that has been totally disappointed. And so they were completely heartbroken. They started to lament. And Uddhava tried to give them advice. They said, Krishna is the super soul. Krishna is in everyone's heart. Krishna is not far away from you. Krishna is with you. And maybe it's just told him, Uddhava, you don't know what love is. All these words of wisdom do not really bear any significance to us. And then Radharani started to behave like a man. She just saw bumblebee, and she was relating to that bumblebee as if it was Krishna himself. And she was in that state of udhurna, in that state of totally engrossing herself. She started to express her love for Krishna. Uddhava realized the depth of their love. And that's the time Uddhava prayed, Asha Maho Charanu Vena Usha Shamsa. I wish, my only desire is to get the dust of the lotus feet of this world. And therefore Vrindavana Ekimoni Gurumataroshina. Therefore I desire to become a creeper, a blade of grass, or a plant. All I want is to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. In Brihad Bhagavatam, even that point has been elaborated. The question was raised, why Uddhava wanted to become a blade of grass? If he wanted to get the dust of the lotus feet of the gopi, then why would he desire to be on the road? Because that is where they will be going by. And the chances of getting the dust from the lotus feet is greater if he was on the road. The answer has been given to that in relation to that. That when the gopis hear Krishna's flute, they completely lose themselves, they lose the sense of direction, and they just run completely, losing themselves. So at that time, they do not have any consideration where is the road and where is the bush. So the chances of getting the dust of the lotus feet is greater being a blade of grass somewhere outside the ground. So the point actually is that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give is so rare, so precious. It's rare even for the resident of Vaikuntha. It's not only rare for the living entities in this material nature, the most exalted living entities, the most exalted personalities, like even what is rare even for Lord Brahma. It's rare for Lord Shiva. That is how rare this Krishna praying is. Therefore, Rupa Goswami is praying, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradaya, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namaya, Gaura Krishna. That who this personality can be other than Krishna himself, who so abundantly distributing this Krishna prema, which is rare even for Lord Brahma or Shiva. And he is not only distributing it, he is distributing it without any discrimination, without any consideration of qualification. He is offering it to anyone and everyone. So who this personality can be other than Krishna? So therefore, this Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna Prasad. Must be Krishna Prasad. Otherwise, who can give this Krishna Prasad in this way? And that point also has been very wonderfully explained. Why Krishna came to distribute this? After performing this, has been explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that after performing his Vrindavan pastimes in previous Dwapara Yuga, Krishna configured that I revealed my Vrindavan pastimes, but how will anyone ever receive this Krishna prema? How will anyone ever understand and receive what I displayed in my Vrindavan? Therefore, he came as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, came as a devotee. Therefore, he came and assuming the mood of Srimati Radharani, the greatest of all devotees, and assuming the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani and assuming in the complexion of Srimati Radharani. In this incarnation, in this appearance, Krishna is not Shyam Sundar anymore. He is Gopi Sundar. He is not displaying his complexion as that of monsoon cloud, rather he is displaying the complexion that is of molten gold, the color of molten gold, the complexion of Srimati Radharani. So this is this wonderfully rare gift of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sankirtan. It is through Sankirtan that one gets access to Vrindavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it, which was otherwise impossible for anyone to receive. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to open the gate of Vrindavan, which otherwise would have been impossible to enter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to pave our path back to the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Goloka Vrindavan. That was 500 years ago. He inundated the whole land of India, the entire land of India, with his Sankirtan movement. But then he predicted that a time will come when this movement will spread all over the world, in every town and village. That impossible prediction today has become a reality. And it happened due to Srila Prabhupada. were sent by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself to fulfill his prediction. And we have the good fortune of receiving this most magnanimous gift, the most precious spiritual asset. And we simply have to take it. Thank you all very much.
Shri Advaita Gadadhara